Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Attention, children of the night. Today's show is a service of our Amazon page. When you get ready for Halloween, please remember to shop Amazon. And when you do, go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to support the show. And the prices are so good, it's scary.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I may have strained my throat last night.
Well, you were singing aloud a lot of gospel songs, as I recall.
I was. It was a crowded bar.
It was.
I was yelling loudly.
And you addressed the crowd more than once.
You know, I feel horrible. But that's because of too much evening.
You look good.
But I also will tell you that, the overall vocal strain from a crowded bar, and thank you to everybody. A nice round of applause for everybody that came out to the Mad Fox Tap Room last night. It was really, really terrific. But I have to say that I am completely out of practice. I do not do this very often anymore. And my liver is out of training, and my voice is out of training, and I cannot believe...
You were sort of like George Foreman last night, coming back after a 10-year hiatus.
And I just, I want to thank Oscar. We'll get into all of this.
Yes.
Oscar got me back to the hotel. Mm-hmm. Thank God for that. If I had gone to the second location, it would have been all over. But today, I would ask our listening audience, just bear with my voice, because I am a little raspy today.
It's okay, Ms. Bacall.
Thank you.
Everything is fine.
Thank you, Mr. Spiewak.
You know how to whistle, don't you, Steve?
Thank you.
Just put your lips together and blow.
I would also like to say that for the next probably 24 to 48 hours, if there are any movie trailer companies that would like to contract me, I would like to, in a world.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, you Don LaFontaine'd it.
Matt Damon is the Martian.
Nice.
Thank you very much. But anyway, I will tell you all about the Mad Fox Tap Room. But before we do that, we delayed because of whatever reason. We delayed our birthdays
because
and
of
our
Dennis.
Mailbag from yesterday.
Yeah.
Because of Dennis Hoff and to the best of our knowledge, update on Lamar Odom. Still, you know, in critical condition, but he's alive. So
right.
That's the update. And on with the mailbag.
All right. See, that's about him.
What?
That's about Lamar Odom, but this isn't about him. It's about you, Mike.
It's about me.
No,
it's not. It's about you.
It's about them.
About them.
Yes.
You're going to need to help me today.
I shall.
Jesus.
One time.
No, one time.
No, I don't need that today. First, an anniversary. Tim and Terry Hinks Lettich.
Yes.
So that would be technically 1, 2, 3, 4 names.
Well, it's two people, though.
Tim and Terry.
Because it's a couple.
All right, Tim
in the morning.
All right, Tim and Terry Hinks Lettich. If they're a man and a woman, why do we have the three names?
Well, some people have hyphenated names.
Why can't people just have simple names? It's like, not a day where I want to deal with four names.
Okay.
O'Mara.
That's hyphenated.
It's not hyphenated. It's apostrophe.
It's a joke.
Anyway, Tim and Terry celebrated 35 years together this past weekend, and the marriage is still very happy, except Tim is jealous of the relationship that Terry has with that with the men of TMOS.
Yeah, she loves us all.
That's sweet.
Hi, baby. Nice. How you doing, baby? Well, congrats to them, or congratulations. Did you write congrats?
You don't like congrats?
No, congrats is very... You write congrats when you're not really happy for someone.
Yeah.
Well...
When you're insincere...
It's the difference between F-U and... You.
Exactly.
Oh, you see, I know what kind of show this is going to be.
Daughter Corinne writes, please give my mom the biggest birthday shout out you can. Her name is Krista Novotny, and obsessed would be an understatement to express how much she loves your show. Thank you. Can't wait to hear it. So, Daughter Corinne, you're very sweet.
That's sweet.
And do we have, yes, Krista. Krista, we love you right back.
Exactly.
Eric Berry writes, as you read this, I will be celebrating my 49th birthday in London with my son. This will be his first trip abroad, and I'm looking forward to seeing him drive on the wrong side of the road and screaming like a little girl. Thank you for that, Rob. Eric Berry writes, as you read this, I will be celebrating my 49th birthday in London. Oh, I already read that.
If you're just joining us, we're doing the mailbag. Sometimes it's birthdays, sometimes it's letters, any number of things. You never know what you're going to encounter. in the mailbag.
That was great.
Yeah, great.
Eric Berry writes, again. Andy Venn from Reno, Nevada turned 44 last Sunday. He dreams of one day going to the Vatican to see the famous chapel where Michelangelo painted the entire ceiling. He cannot remember the name of that chapel. Maybe Oscar can remind him.
Oscar, you remember the name of the chapel where Michelangelo painted the ceiling?
The Sistine Chapel.
Yes, the Sistine Chapel.
Is that one of his words that he has trouble with?
Yeah. It sure is, Mike. Yeah. It sure is.
Sixteenth.
So if you were going to go into that chapel and order a round piece of food what would you be eating, and in what would be the name of the, I am eating a blank in the blank chapel.
Oh, you guys are my friends. I am eating a pizza in the 16th chapel.
All right, let me ask you this.
How do you say it?
Let me ask you this. Yes. If something is perfectly untouched by human hands, it's pristine, right?
Pristine.
All right. The chapel is the
Sistine.
There you go. Way to go.
Thank you.
I just killed another bit.
That's wonderful.
Sistine.
Well, boys, October is the month of Chasetoberfest.
This guy.
The annual party celebrating 32-year-old P1 Chase Gallagher, who thanks all of us for the laughs we give him, no matter how douchey he gets.
You know, Mike, it's great. I made that one sentence down from about a 17-page letter.
Way to go, Chase.
I like the way he rolls.
Yeah, Chase is very into Chase. Chase loves Chase.
Was Chase at the meet and greet last night?
No, Chase was at home enjoying Chase.
Chase. Chase. He loves himself.
He does.
Brett Sheen writes, yesterday was Christy Jordan's 50th birthday. You may know her as Kurt / Jordan's long-suffering spouse. No, I may not. I don't know who we're...
Well, he said May.
May. Or even as the supermom of the trumpet player Hal Jordan.
Their
really?
Kid.
Do you know him?
No.
Oh, Rob, okay. I feel like you know something I don't. No. Am I missing something
well,
on
you
this?
Know.
You're not. I think that...
Did you write these?
No, I didn't write the letter. I transcribed the letter. Right. I think what happens is that Christy is very popular among P1s, and I think the P1s will know her family.
Oh, cool.
Whereas
cool,
we
cool,
don't.
Cool.
That's what I think.
They've got a family.
Yeah.
Hal Jordan. That's how I catch up to where I was in the
exactly.
copy.
Exactly.
Most likely, though, you'll remember her from CAT 2014, where she helped organize the fan meetup at the Rum Bar.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you went to that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the CAT 2014.
Yeah, I was told I wasn't allowed to leave my room.
Please be kind today. For all the selfless things she does for her family, friends, and community, she deserves a sincere, heartfelt singing of happy birthday, especially now that the song is in the public domain and Oscar doesn't need to worry about going over budget. Thanks for bringing the funny each and every day. So for Christy Jordan, let's do it. All right. Next letter says, hi fellas, yesterday I entered my douchebag 30s. Does Oscar have any advice on what I can expect from my next decade? That's
yes.
from Elliot Kashner.
The women, if you're not married, get better because they still stay young. Take them in their 20s. You get better looking and you make more money.
Yes.
So remember that.
All right, all right, all right.
All right, all right, all right.
But when you get to your 50s, you're going to die. All right, here we go. I would like to send a shout out to my colleague and good buddy, Jason Straden, who turned 44 on October 10th. Jason is a longtime fan who has been listening since the WJFK days. His enthusiasm over the show got me hooked about a year ago, and over that year, many of our conversations involve highlights from your show, your audiobook, and our latest acquisitions through the Mike O'Mara Show Amazon page.
Very That's cool, right?
Jason's favorite voice on the show is Charlie.
You know, it's funny the way things work out, isn't it?
If Charlie could wish Jason a happy birthday, that would be amazing. Thanks for the funny. Kevin White from Richmond, Virginia, proud VCU Rams fan. Go Rams. So I guess we have to, you know,
okay,
spin the wheels and see what happens.
I got a quarter right here. Let's see how
we
do.
Okay, let's see how we do. See, we get a Charlie voice for old Kevin. No.
Oh.
All right.
Hey, but I can offer him this.
What's that?
Since he's a VCU fan.
Oh, here we go. I think I know this.
You know, it's funny. Charlie was with us yesterday.
Right, he was, yes.
If we had done the letters yesterday.
He would have had Charlie here.
Yeah, but today not so much.
Now, does this have lyrics to it?
It does. It's coming up to it.
Okay. Rams, right?
No, V.
Oh, okay, I know it. I know it. I know it. I know it.
It'll come to you.
I know you're going to yell.
I am.
Yes.
All right.
V-C-U! V-C-U! Go, Rams!
whatever.
Such a fraud.
Such a great school.
Okay, very good.
And remember, you spell it VCU.
I applied. I got in. Guys, well, October 23rd is coming, and it's only a year until I enter my double douchebag 60s.
Oh, the double douchebag.
That's my new favorite, double douchebag 60s. Crap, I'm so old, I think I'll order some youth-inspired trinket through the TOS. I think I'll order some youth-inspired trinket through the TMOS Amazon link. Whoopee, Rick Drace.
Yes.
So, way to go, Rick. Congratulations.
I love the word trinket.
Trinkets are great.
Good morning, TMOS. My husband, Rick Schofield, had a birthday on October 1st. I never know what to get him. I usually end up getting him something lame just so he has something to open.
Sweet lady.
That's positive. Then I remember, or he mentions, the only thing he wants for his birthday is a birthday wish on the Mike O'Mara show. If you could help me out with a belated birthday wish. Oh, it's belated.
Yeah.
So she didn't even deliver that for the
guy. She's very busy.
You know, Allison, what's wrong with you?
Lots of rummage sales to hit, I'm sure.
So Rick Schofield, you think she's going out to rummage sales?
Sure. Well, because she likes that.
Well, we're wishing Rick Schofield a very happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
From your lovely wife, Allison Bitter Schofield.
It's Allison, the dinner's in the oven Schofield.
There we go.
But you got it, Allison. I made it something in a crock pot this morning, Schofield. See you in the morning.
There you go, honey. All right. You're on your own tonight, honey. I'm going bowling with the girls.
I left a note out. It's called One Pot Lasagna.
There we go. Enjoy yourself. Can't you put it in the microwave? We've got fish sticks from Saturday.
You lazy hump.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Happy birthday, my friend.
All right. Our next letter says, hello, friends. I turned 59 on Thursday, October 16th, and advanced age isn't the only thing I have in common with Mike. I am a Red Sox-loving Mainer, now living and working in Florida. Well, we've got some Mainers here today. We're going to meet in just a second here. I've enjoyed a great career as a professional communicator, including time as a TV and radio critic. Wow.
How about that?
I do many celebrity impressions and some people you've never heard of. And I've been interviewed by TV's Rob Caldwell of 207 fame. Well,
awesome.
I believe just about everybody has.
Yes. High praise.
Happy birthday, Rob Caldwell.
There's one thing, Mike, there's one thing Mike has that I never will. Frankie.
Yeah, he doesn't have a chihuahua.
Like the dog.
Yes.
I'm wondering if Mike would indulge me with a birthday greeting from Frankie. Bless your pea-picking hearts and carry on. Jim Sandville from Lakeland, Florida. P.S. I've heard much about Frankie. I haven't heard much about Frankie lately. That would be because I hate him.
Yeah. Oh, Mike, but this P.S. is great. Please take it from the front of it because I love this P.S.
All right, P.S. I haven't heard much from Frankie lately, so if he has passed on, pretend I never asked. He will be missed. Well, let's see what happens.
Look, let's see. Give it a pull.
Let's try the slot machine, the impression slot machine. That's a no.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Hey. I thought the seven was wild.
Thank you. Thanks to everybody at the Mad Fox Taproom.
Tight today.
Yeah, they are.
Hi, guys. Next letter. I'm the guy that started Oscar Santana's Malapropisms on Facebook, a page that documents Oscar's struggles with the idioms and cliches.
Thanks, friend.
Of the English language.
Oscar, I just print what they sent.
I have been short on material lately because Oscar hasn't been making any mistakes.
How about that?
You got a bonus today, man.
Yeah.
So in honor of my 47th birthday, you got to go with Sistine Chapel today, right?
Yeah, yeah, he'll have that. That'll be on the... Everybody friend up with this guy and follow the
What?
Excuse us?
What was that?
Follow the strain of Oscar.
How are you doing today?
You know, I'm a little sleepy myself.
Very good.
How about that?
Wow. In honor of my 47th birthday, would Oscar be so kind as to warn me against being critical of others when I have so many faults of my own? you know, the cliche about the glass houses.
Yes. Don't throw pebbles at glass houses because you may shatter the glass.
That's perfect.
And that's catchy that way, Mike. Don't throw pebbles at glass houses as you may shatter the
glass. That's from Dave Sample. Thank you very much, Dave. We really appreciate
that. Who hasn't heard that one?
Next letter. Hello, boys. I was surprised to find that I share a birthday with Rob's mom.
Hey, how about that?
Now, I don't even know Rob's mom's birthday.
You know, I was going to mention it yesterday. Yesterday, my mom turned... I won't reveal a lady's age, but, you know, she's all of a sudden more... she's a big interest to the Social Security Administration now.
Ooh, oh, good for her.
Wow.
But happy birthday, Sharon. I love you. You're the best mom
happy birthday, Sharon.
Happy birthday.
Today, I mark the start of my double douchebag 60s. We're getting more and more listeners in our 60s.
That's good, right?
Advertisers love that.
That's right. Gold bond.
Key demo.
I'm the only one in my my house that listens to you boys, so I have to make my own birthday request. No request for Mike to jump through the voice hoops. Just to mention on the show is enough. Keep bringing the funny. Gordon Glorfield.
Yeah.
Ranson, West Virginia.
Thank you, Gordon. Happy birthday.
Interesting name, Glorfield. All right.
Glorfield, I've never heard that name.
Gordon, have a happy birthday. Greetings, our final letter now. You have two new listeners to the show. I volunteer with an animal rescue. I am fostering two kittens. It's interesting. Whose mom was killed by a car. They have to be bottle fed every 4 hours around the clock, so I take them to the office with me. I'm sure your coworkers love that.
Yeah, you know who'd love that? It's Tater.
Big heart. Yes. Big heart. Big heart.
How does this make them listeners, you ask? Well, I like letters like this. I have an hour commute each way, and during my commute, I listen to the podcast. While the kittens are in the carrier, they meow constantly, but as soon as I turn on the car and the podcast comes on, they quiet down.
That's cool.
All right. They are nice and quiet for the whole commute. On the odd days that I listen to music, they start back up again. I am convinced that the podcast keeps them mellow. By the way, I name them based on the show. Their names are Waddle and Doodle.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how you doing there?
Hey, from the deck of the Jaktar.
Oh, I found out what the Jaktar is. That is not his boat. I think he's making a reference. That was Jackson Weaver's boat.
Really?
That's what a listener told me, that the Jaktar was Jackson Weaver's boat.
Well, Grease Man was on it. That's scary.
Jaktar.
In the future, when I call them to come eat, I plan to play a clip of you guys imitating the Grease Man to see if I can get them to respond to their names. Keep bringing the funny. Terry Anderson of Columbia, Maryland. And for the kiddies, if they're listening right now.
Oh!
Now start the show, you hunt.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
If I do the work with a safety line, it becomes meaningless. Would you work with a safety line?
Years ago, when you first started to teach me in this house, I was a stupid little kid and I never listened to you, but you told me something I always remember. You said you cannot lie on stage. I think I understand now.
You know, Philippe, what you're doing, I may not understand it, but it's something beautiful.
It's not real. These towers, they have no scale. They just rise and never stop. It's not human. It's over. It's over. It's finished.
What's finished?
The cool, my dream is destroyed. These beasts. Beasts.
Calm down.
They just tell me it's not possible and nothing else. There's no sign of possibility. There's nothing telling me that it can be done.
Yo, how you doing?
Stairs going up. Go back to the hotel. If I'm not back in 5 hours, look for me at the police station.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, right here in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you are here, you do too. Our show today is brought to you by Vistaprint, TCB, baby.
Do
you
know,
does anybody, you know, it's been a while since we've said that, but it means taking care of business. It's an Elvis saying. Elvis knew how important it was to TCB, take care of business. And right now, it's easy to TCB with Vistaprint.com. You can get 500 business cards for $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under $10. It is the best way to promote a small business, and you can upgrade to their signature stock. Add a fancy finish, go double-sided, or even raised print. Vistaprint does it all. You can choose from Vistaprint's great templates or add your own logo or artwork. It's easy to make a card that conveys you. Got some great, probably one of the funniest cards I've gotten ever was the software Angel of Death.
Yes.
which was fantastic.
He was a funny guy.
Very funny old guy that popped into our meet and greet last night, whipped out, and he made a point to tell me that his business card was a Vistaprint business card, and it said, whatever it is, I won't give his name, and on the back of the business card was the software angel of death. He handed that out to everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I've got that right here. Thanks for the help, the main guys. There you go.
He is actually a reaper, a grim reaper.
The software angel of death.
Well, he creates efficiencies.
Oh, just fantastic. Remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That is a 50% savings. Great quality, easy to customize, and your satisfaction absolutely guaranteed. If you're not happy, Vistaprint will make it right. Visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, TMOS. Don't wait. Go to Vistaprint.com and order TCB today, baby.
You will be satisfied.
Mm. All right. Well, it is the morning after, the night before, and oh, Lordy, did we have too good a time.
Yes.
At the Mad Fox Tap Room right here in Glover Park in Washington, D.C. Oh, God. Turn it down. Turn it down.
Just to a whisper. A gentle whisper.
Please.
Where do I begin?
Let's begin with the turnout, if you don't mind.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The turnout was fantastic. Yes. Everybody gets a round of applause.
Be very proud, you guys.
We had tons of people come by, and we were very happy about that. It seems to me that when a long period of time passes between events where I get to meet our listeners, I forget how much esteem I have for the people that listen to this show. How many people truly, truly get the joke, and just how much I laugh at the shtick that our listeners are doing. And you know, that's a great example. Even during the Vistaprint commercial, this guy John J. Keene probably got me the biggest laugh of the night when you realize that he hands out a card that says the software angel of death. But our listeners last night were doing a really, really terrific job making us happy and making us realize why we do the things that we do. And two guys that really put they probably I raise them above the rest of the listeners because of the simple distance that they traveled. 20 hours all the way down from Maine, ladies and gentlemen. The Maine brothers are here now.
And it was great. The reason that they're here is really exciting because you did one of your – you had several prepared speeches that you offered last night.
Yes.
And one of them was
– only one real Maine one. Right,
but you had one where you said – I have a prize for the people that traveled the furthest away.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we came from Maine 20 hours. And
right.
The crowd burst into applause. Yay!
Exactly.
And you said, okay, what's the prize? And then Oscar came to the rescue when he said, cameo appearance on the show tomorrow!
Cameo appearance on the show. And to let you know the condition I was in last night, I walked in and I saw him and I actually remembered it.
Yeah.
So I remembered that we said they could come by and come on the show today. So, Rob, why don't you interview them?
Oh, very good. Well, first, let's talk to this first gentleman. What's your name, sir?
My name is Jeff.
And where in Maine are you from, Jeff?
I am from Saco, Maine.
Saco, Maine.
Saco, Maine.
Saco.
Sunny Saco, Maine.
How do you spell Saco? Is it S-O-C-K-O?
S-A-C-O, Rob.
S-A-C-O?
Yes. S-A-C-O.
Yes, that's
how long
correct.
Have you been listening to the podcast?
Since day one.
Really?
Yep.
And so
one.
Do you probably go back to the terrestrial days?
Yes,
then.
I do.
You know, when I observe this and I let Rob do the are you vibing on the borderline hostility that he's doing this interview with? There's just
it turned into an episode of Serial.
It's truly there's like this undercurrent of hostility.
There's
that
no
I'm
hostility.
Where are you from? How do you spell that? Tell me right now what's going on. Now, are you guys father, son, or brothers?
God, no.
Just buddies?
He's my boss.
Oh, your boss.
Yeah.
Oh,
right. Now, is it weird to have your boss and also as your lover?
Oh my God, that dynamic!
Now, can you say so what wrong. Line of work you guys are in?
Yeah,
or?
Dan, who's with me right now, he's an owner of an Ace Hardware store. We have two stores in Scarborough.
Oh wow,
good man.
I love that. Awesome! You want to give him a plug? Go ahead.
There's Oak Hill and Dunstan Ace Hardware in Scarborough, Maine.
You know what? I am not saying this because you are here, but I will tell you that I have an Ace Hardware down in Florida, and I have talked about the fact that I had my place down there flood years ago, and I remember going into the Ace Hardware, and the only memory I have was every single time I would go into that Ace Hardware, they had everything. You know, when you think about these big box stores now that you go into where they have nothing because they order 750,000 of the same thing, but if you need a specialty item, I find that the Ace Hardware stores, the good old-fashioned hardware stores,
the family-run ones,
they really seem to have, as Rob Spiewak writes, yes. Ace is the place for the helpful hardware man.
I found this to be true.
But I mean it. Are you both helpful hardware men?
Yes.
Are you? Okay.
Yes.
Who's more helpful?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
So you
Ace is the place for the ambivalent hardware man.
So things are going well enough where you can, have the employees tend to the store and you can make the road trip down to D.C., right?
Well, exactly. Well, I'm only a part-time employee, so all the other managers are still there working their asses off. So
how did you get this? And this is your pal right here, right?
Yeah, your friend.
Your friends.
A May-December friendship.
So you're part-time. What do you do with the rest? Are you a lobsterman?
So I also...
Oh, Santa liked that.
Look at me. I'm not a lobsterman.
What do you do on your
I also own a photo booth company, so we rent photo booths out for weddings.
You own a what company?
A photo booth company.
To have like a wedding or a reception or say a class reunion and I wanted one of those places where you can sit in
exactly.
and get a strip of photos, how's the money in that?
It's good.
Yeah.
It sounds like it.
Well, all right. I mean, I still have to work part-time at a hardware
store. Show us your
W-2. Well, we'll have more with the Brothers Maine, and we will talk about the last night at the Mad Fox Taproom.
Yes.
Including, I guess, Rofo saw me in the middle of the street.
Naughty, naughty.
Sorry.
Well, Mike, you had to let those nuns cross.
We'll take a break. Come right back with more of the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
I know that one of your competitors, Donald Trump, has had a lot of success with his hats.
Yes.
And if you were to get a Dr. Ben Carson hat made, I know where you could get it. Is at the shop called Lids.
Lids, a very popular shop with hats that they have there. I have several prototypes.
Oh, you do?
Yes, from my hats here. Ben Carson, we don't want another Hitler.
Oh, that's good.
Whoa.
That's kind of my theme.
Sure. Right.
It doesn't roll off the tongue, though.
Right. Ben Carson, he cuts heads apart.
Oh, no, that doesn't really work
either.
I
think that's a step in the right direction,
That really
though.
Doesn't talk about your brand, though.
Yeah, yeah.
How about this? And this is my favorite one right here.
Yes.
This is America, vote Ben Carson. Open your eyes.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Blue Apron.
Yeah!
We love Blue Apron, and you will too. Let's face it, you need to know how to cook. You need to know how to cook. You can only find the... Let me start again.
Please.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Blue Apron. Trying to do three different things at once here, and it's a little logy today. You do need to know how to cook. You can finally put your kitchen to good use. Besides, cooking at home means eating healthier and saving money instead of ordering expensive takeout again. But where do you start? My wife Carla and I have been telling you about Blue Apron for so long because we love, love, love it. Blue Apron has you covered. For less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron delivers all of the fresh ingredients you need to create delicious home-cooked meals. Just follow the easy step-by-step instructions. Each meal can be prepared in 40 minutes or less, and that means no more overwhelming trips to the grocery store and no more sad takeout.
Oh, it's sad, right?
Sad.
Takeout.
No matter what dietary preferences you have, Blue Apron makes it a breeze to discover and prepare dishes like shrimp and grits. Carla made that for me up in Maine, and I will tell you, it had green tomato chutney. I don't know chutney from futney. I have no idea. But she made it with the green tomato chutney, and it was so delicious. And collards. Foods that I would never get on my own. It teaches you not only how to cook, but how to eat. How about pierogies with warm cabbage apple salad? Yum, yum. Plus, you'll be cooking with ingredients you never used before, just like I mentioned. All the recipes are between 500 and 700 calories per portion. That's just another bonus from Blue Apron. Right now, you can get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. Our treat, really, the first two meals are on us when you go to blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook. And thank you to my lovely bride Carla for putting those delicious Blue Apron recipes online. When she cooks them, she lays everything out.
So you know,
before I get to eat, she has to take the picture of the food. attitude.
Now, does she ever take a picture of you?
What's that?
She should also be taking pictures of you.
No. Yeah.
A lovely photo spread.
You know what Carla said to me this morning when I called her? Well, she called me.
Yes.
Phone rang at 8:30 in the morning. And then I said, hi, baby. She said, how you doing? I said, fine. She said, you called me last night. I said, oh, thanks for reminding me. So I guess I called her after we came back. It was a festive evening.
Was it Tommy Schoberg that used to say, how are we this morning?
How are we? Yeah, the DJ convention. I will tell you that it is delightful getting together with our listeners, but, you know, I am, I'd be lying if I didn't say I was a little logy today. Mm-hmm. It was a little too much evening, and thank God Oscar Santana literally escorted me down the street to my hotel.
Yes.
Because I would have gone to the second location with Jerky Satan. That's, I would have gone with Jerky Satan.
You've always said the second Jerky location is the worst thing, right?
He's a friend, and he just wants to hang with you.
He is a friend, but I will tell you, he has a capacity for partying that I no longer have. And he will, you know, I believe Jerky is the kind of guy that could go to a fourth location, and he'd be fine, get up at 5 o'clock the next day, and start all over again.
Top shape.
I cannot do that. I cannot do even what I did last night. Do you have any idea what time you you and I waddled down the street?
Poured him into his hotel room?
I would say it was past midnight.
Past midnight. Past midnight, yeah. See, that's the thing. I would have figured 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, but no, it was just past midnight.
Yeah,
right?
I think I made it into my, like, head hit the pillow. Jesus. Write that
put that
down
on the website.
Write that down.
Put that on the website.
Around 1:30 a.m.
1:30.
So I must have walked.
Did you go back to the tap room when you walked up the street?
Went home. Mac actually gave me and Shannon a ride home. So it was
cool. Okay. Yeah, and so Shannon stayed the whole time.
Yes.
That's nice.
And what was the beverage of choice that she was drinking? What was
she likes Moscow Mule.
Oh, Moscow that's right. Mule. Yes. Traditionally yes. Served in a copper mug.
That's it exactly what they were doing with
ginger
her,
beer and vodka and lime.
And she had a, who was the little South American hottie she was with, or the Greek hottie
from Greece, yeah.
The Greek hottie,
Constantina.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Mm. That was awesome. Yeah, anybody want to volunteer anything else, or am I doing all the effing talking?
No,
I need help, boys. You know, I'm setting the table here.
I thought
for
you
God's
were
sake.
Ramping up to what happened.
Yeah, exactly.
You just said I was a saint, and then we talked about
what happened. Is
you got me home, yes. And it was
Oscar was your angel.
He saved was my you. Angel. Well, you know, it was just Jerky was kind of trying to talk me into going across the street to the ballet.
Yes.
The ballet was mentioned about 20 different times. You know, do you want to go to the ballet? Do they want? And I was starting to go to the dark side. And at that point, when I walked out with Oscar, he said, no, you're going home. You're going home. And you really did kind of wrangle me because I just would have been wrecked.
And, you know, I heard some of your tells last night. I heard that at one point you went searching for a cigarette. And that's the entrance. The cigarette itself. Yeah. Thank God you didn't smoke,
one.
Mike.
He found one.
No, he never did.
No.
Right.
But that cigarette.
I never found one.
That small white cylinder
is
the portal. To the dark side.
Yes, it is.
It
is.
It truly is. It's when you're taking it to the next level.
Rofo, I have to ask you a question. Grab the microphone for a second here, because Rofo and Go Diego Go had indicated to me that I, at one point, is this before Oscar walked me home, I walked across the street?
This was probably about 2 or 3 hours before you went home.
Really?
Oh, yeah. This is about maybe 9,
all right,
10
now,
o'clock.
Now, listen. I want you to calm down. Okay? You're a little too excited about talking about my bad behavior.
And you know what else?
You know what? The whole way, you know, your eyes are sparkling, and you're doing, you know, here's what you did. I didn't do anything that bad.
And also,
no,
it wasn't. Let me offer this as someone who has worked with you for a long time.
Yes.
Is sometimes when telling a story, the magic is not in the details.
Thank you.
You don't need to mention
Thank
times.
You. Thank you very
or
much.
Or things like that. Just paint in broad, right. broad strokes. Yeah, broad strokes.
Row for
Mike,
it.
You were acting like an ass probably 10 minutes after you got to the Mad Fox staff room.
Are you saying that he tried to leave the appearance?
No, he did not try to leave.
What happened?
Well, he was outside with some listeners having a nice chat with them.
Yes.
And then he kind of went past the sidewalk and went sauntering into the street a little bit. Lingered there a little bit.
Right.
And ended up at the bar across the street on the patio.
Now, when you say sauntered into the street, so did I attempt to go into the other bar or did I just stand outside?
Radio stars, They don't need to find the crosswalk to street to cross the street.
Yes.
All right. So you mean I walk straight
so
across
the street? So you jaywalked across the street.
I jaywalk here. By the way, do you jaywalk a lot around here? I jaywalk all the time.
No, there's too many
man,
cops.
I miss but jaywalking on the Tonight the Show.
I jaywalked twice coming back from him. We'll talk about going to the movies with Rob yesterday. I jaywalked twice yesterday. And the second time I did was really the bad time. The first time I went halfway across the intersection and a cop was coming. So I stopped dead in my tracks and I went back to the side. The second time I jaywalked and it really was dangerous because I just was plodding.
Did someone swerve?
No, a lady in back of me. An old lady in back of me said, careful, careful, careful.
Oh, no.
And I just plowed ahead and kind of put my hand up and kept going across. Bad thing to
bad
do around
thing here?
Here?
Because people coming from Maryland or Virginia, they don't know the roads. Right. So they're looking either at their GPS or they're looking for their dress that they're trying to find. So they're flying up and down these
roads.
And
even worse than that, you've got tourists that are gawking.
Yes.
They're not looking for you. They're looking at the architecture.
Just crosswalks around here.
Okay. Well, I'll...
And hit
I'll...
the button.
So
Christ
I didn't
sake.
Do it last night. I walked across the street to the...
But he sauntered.
What was the name? Bread Soda? Is that the
bread
name?
Bread Soda, right across the street.
But you know, it's really... Does jaywalking count on a little road like Wisconsin Avenue?
hey, Rob, is that dangerous?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's kind of like a highway.
It is kind of like jaywalking. One of the main two roads.
But did I obviously I'm here.
You
so
made
I made it.
It.
I made it across safely.
You picked the perfect time.
Was there any danger? Did you see?
Like Frogger.
He turned it into a positive.
Yes.
Frogger. So that was not 2 or 3 hours before the end of the evening, was it? Now, why are the main guys nodding? Really? You saw me do that?
Oh yeah, you sauntered, I guess is the correct word. And,
right.
It's never the correct
we all
word.
Announced, oh, he has a light. He has a lighter. We don't know if you lit anything.
Oh, okay. So somebody was doing play-by-play.
Yeah.
They all listen to my show.
So we saw you. You can't get out of this one.
All right.
And the hostess of the Mad Fox, who was right there at the door, she turned around and looked through the window, and she had a distinct look of worry on her face as you were walking across the
man.
Street.
Because you're loved. You're beloved.
Yeah.
But I wasn't, like, staggering, was I?
No, not staggering. Just walking very slowly.
Sauntering and just
strolling.
Really strolling.
On top of the world.
But
those people came to see you.
I mean, I certainly looked.
And you left them.
Right? I certainly looked to see if cars were coming.
Both ways?
I can't say that I actually saw the look.
Now, this will help me determine where we were in the evening, Rob.
Yes.
Did you watch the entire crossing of Wisconsin Avenue?
I did.
At any point, did he stop and wave to anybody?
No,
I've seen that move.
He had
I
a
have
mission.
Seen that move.
He had a mission.
You want to give a little?
Yeah. Firing the pistol? Yeah. Sure.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Shooter.
Okay, well, the fact is, if you didn't wave, it sounds to me like he had a mission, and he wanted to greet some other people, while he might not have been running, I don't think saunter is the right word.
Maybe gallop. I guess it was a search for nicotine, right, going across the street.
Yeah, and then it looked like you had a nice chat with the bouncer at the bar across the street.
Yeah, I probably did.
Are you sure you were looking for a cigarette, or were you perhaps...
scouting the second location.
No, warning those on the patio about the dangers of cigarettes.
That's exactly what I was doing.
You are too young to be smoking.
Stop that. Give me that lighter and one of those.
Now you,
because I'm going to run it back to the lab.
Now, you were on your best behavior because you obviously had to drive home.
It was a long drive. I stayed till about 10, I think.
You're so lucky.
Yeah,
you're so lucky. You
made the right
10.
Choice.
Well, you know what? It's not lucky because it's what it was the...
What was it?
The situation kept me in line because I didn't have the choice to go all out.
Exactly.
You know I would have been right there with you.
I was a simple stagger from my hotel room.
The beer there is unreal. It is so fresh and so tasty.
I think it sucks.
Well, today you do.
I think it's disgusting.
Yesterday you were a big fan.
I think they lie about their ABV.
You ran in, and as soon as you got there with your wonderful wife, by the way, beautiful.
Oh, she looks great.
Thank you.
Stunning.
Thank you very
much.
She did look lovely last night.
So I was like, hey, what would you guys like? I want to make sure you guys have drinks in your hands.
Sure.
Yes, Oscar was being a very, like, it was his joint, and he was being a host.
I love to watch Oscar operate, because I know we got there a little ahead and set up some banners and signage.
Right.
And I said to Rob, I said, now all we got to do is wait for Oscar to come here, and he'll tell us what we did wrong. And he did, and we fixed it.
Quickly.
But you know what? It was an efficient way to operate, because we had stuff ready to go. Then he got the tab set up. He got us all drinks.
Right.
And he starts greeting people with precision, like mathematical precision.
Right.
Hi, I'm Oscar. How you doing?
Yep.
To watch him work a room is amazing.
Well, thank you. For me, it's a thrill just to meet the people that make this actually work, right? This
exactly.
car move, this
exactly.
machine move. And it's a family for me, so I want to treat him like family.
Exactly.
Mike's family as well, so when he comes in with his wife, I want to make sure he's got the right beer. And Carla right away says, what's the lightest beer? And I say, the Kolsch. So the Kolsch, we'll get you a Kolsch. I said, Mike, would you like the Kolsch? He's like, no, I want Orange Whip. And I said, Orange Whip, that's high octane. We're starting the night off with high octane.
That was a beer that as soon as I tasted it, I only had one, by the way.
Okay.
Because as soon as I tasted it, beer like that, it doesn't even taste like beer because it's it so
orange,
high octane.
Does it have an orange flavor?
You know what it has? It has a scotch flavor.
Yeah,
I
remember what
yummy,
Mike
yummy,
said.
Yummy, yummy in my tummy.
As Mike finished it, he said, I feel like I just had a double scotch.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, and just know, after that, one beer.
And that got me started. And then, you know, the rest of the evening is history. And it was really great to get a chance to meet everybody and see everybody and hear the stories. That's my favorite part, is to hear the stories about people and what the show means to them and how we get them through tough times. And I never get tired of hearing that. And it was just wonderful.
Fathers and daughters.
Yep. Yes.
And how next generations got together, how they used to listen in the car.
Yeah, several times I heard the phrase awesome. Third generation listener.
Well, here's what I get now. It used to be, you know, listeners, just people that, hey, I listen to you on my way into work. It's fantastic. Then it became, I started listening to you with my dad because he had it on in the car, and then I became a listener. And now I get people walking up to me saying, I listen with my son, and my father used to listen before he died.
Oh, no.
That's the way
that's
that
three
goes.
Generations.
That's three. We have, we have some three-generation listening going on right now. That makes me feel
Do you remember what I told the receptionist at the hotel?
No.
Oh, when you arrived there?
Yes.
What did you say,
I
Angel?
I did the bit that we were lovers and that I needed a key to his room. And he pulled me away from the desk.
He was an ass.
You know what? Not a great bit. And he did that to me when we were in Florida sharing a room.
I know.
He loves that.
I know.
And with me, there was no end to it. I mean, because he didn't need a key.
He just
basically said, we're together.
I know. He loves that game.
Thanks,
that,
buddy.
Please be gentle tonight.
Oh, right. God.
But you know what? As far as last night goes, Oscar, that was one of the few times where you have escorted me back to the hotel. And if you hadn't done that, I believe I would have wandered into the night. That's exactly what would have happened.
So Daylight NBC, disc jockey missing.
Exactly. Hey, you know, it wasn't
a
just
silver
the,
alert.
It was not just the meet and greet. Rob and I had a date day.
Great
and,
date.
The last thing I wanted to say about the Mad Fox Tap Room was Carla hit some traffic driving in, and she was meeting me at my hotel. Then we were going to go up and park and walk over to the Mad Fox Tap Room. So I was probably about 10 after 6 that I was walking into the tap room and really, really freaked out about that. I do not like to be late to my own appearance.
Sure.
Even if it's 10 minutes, it means a lot to me, and I like to be punctual. But it certainly always is great when we're walking in and who's sauntering. You want to talk about sauntering across the street. But in turn, impossibly punctual Mac.
Oh, he was on time.
No,
he was making runs back and forth.
Oh, he was on time.
Yeah, we got him there at 5:30. He was actually on time. But if you want to kick a man, I will say this.
Yes.
In between setting up three banners, he found time to sit down twice.
Nobody sits down. But he's completely off the hook.
Okay.
Yeah. And I just would like to say, never mind. Very good. Thanks for coming out, everybody. We'll take a break. We'll talk about, speaking of Mac, some good stuff for Mac.
Yes.
Mac had a movie recommendation. Rob and I actually went to see it. We'll tell you all about it when we come back. Whatever I want, and baby, I want you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter.com. Hiring qualified employees is one of the hardest parts about being a business owner. It's also extraordinarily important. Face it, your company is only as good as the people you hire, so you need to hire the best, and there's a great way to do that. ZipRecruiter.com, where you can post to over 100 job sites with a single click and instantly be matched to the best candidates from over 6 million resumes. 6 million resumes. Think about that. Just one post, and within 24 hours, you can sit back and watch your candidates appear in ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. Real ZipRecruiter clients say that ZipRecruiter takes the torture out of the hiring process, and it is, I quote, faster, easier, and the source for their best employees. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. Shouldn't you give it a try? You can try ZipRecruiter today, and it's absolutely free. Here's what I want you to do. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS to get started. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Don't wait. Over 400,000 businesses should have done it, and you should do it too. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS, and we thank them for being a fine advertiser on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Love
so,
them.
Mac, yesterday, I've done a movie marathon this week here in Washington, D.C.
How many has it been?
Three days, three different movies. Went to see Sicario on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
On Monday, went to see Sicario. Then it was The Martian on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, Mac was just raving about this movie that I didn't even hear about called The Walk.
Yeah, you know, I had heard that it was coming out, and I knew it had a what do they call, a limited release opening.
Right.
Because they did the IMAX 3D thing. Mm. And it was playing in IMAX in 3D. I didn't realize it had opened wide already.
Right.
And here's the amazing thing. You kind of knew the story that was being told.
Yeah,
because
I'm
you're
old
an older fella.
To remember Philippe, I forgot what his name is.
Philippe Petit, I think his name.
What is it?
Philippe Petit.
It's Philippe Petit?
I believe so, yeah.
All right. We'll have to look it up. But I'm old enough to remember there was a guy that illegally put a wire between the Twin Towers back in New York, I think in the 1970s.
73, before they were even, the second one wasn't even complete
and,
yet.
And, you know, snuck up there, laid out his high wire, and did a high wire walk in the wee hours of the morning, and it was, I had no idea about the story, I didn't remember it.
I never even knew that that ever happened.
And Max sold the movie to us based on the 3D aspect of
yes.
it that was very, very powerful, although I will tell you, Rob, no matter how good the 3D is, I just hate the process of putting those cheesy, smeary, greasy 3D glasses on that really aren't properly cleaned ever.
I loved, there's the one point that they show like three previews and then they put up a slide that says, put your 3D glasses on now. They treat you like you're three.
Right.
And the theater had maybe seven people in it.
It's time for the special technology that's been around since the 1950s.
So I look over to my right and say, put your glasses on now, Charlie.
Right.
And in the middle of the theater, Mike goes, uh-huh.
Yeah. Ed, did you hear me break them?
You broke your glasses?
I broke my glasses. I was trying to get them to curve in a little bit so I didn't get the ambient light coming in on the side.
I found out something that when I was watching some of the scenes, I went over to get to my popcorn.
Yeah.
And I realized if you tilt your head, the 3D goes away. You have to be looking level
perfectly
at it.
Perfectly aligned.
Yeah.
Really?
And so when I turned my head, I thought I was having a stroke because the snow all of a sudden was two-dimensional and everything was out of focus.
It was, you know, take the 3D out of it. The story itself. For someone that was in Manhattan with the 9/11 attack.
Beautiful.
Did you know at the very end of the movie, did you know that that I was getting a little verklempt?
Were you really?
Big time.
I don't blame you.
Big time, because what it is, ultimately, I don't want to, this is not a spoiler alert. It's
no.
The story of the guy walking between the towers. But it really turned out to be kind of an homage to New York City.
A love letter
to the
towers, yeah.
And it was so powerful at the end. I mean, when you're just realizing that you know, these amazing structures vanished,
yeah.
And everything that we've known about the Twin Towers, especially in cinema. I mean, there have been movies where the Twin Towers have been edited out of film,
electronically removed,
and then you've you know, you've had stories about the destruction of the towers and what involved that, and documentaries, and we just have not had something that was just wonderful about the Twin Towers and how incredible they were and how special they were. And there's no other movie like this out there.
I've never seen one like it. There's one of the themes in the movie is that New Yorkers came to embrace the towers as they were being built.
Right.
And they were not necessarily a welcome addition to the skyline in the early 70s. Mm. They said they looked like two file cabinets. But they began to really realize the power of having not just the tallest building in the world at the time, but two of them.
Wow.
And that was great. I didn't think I would be able to stand Joseph Gordon-Levitt as a French guy, but he pulls it off.
At the very beginning, he's laying on that French accent, and you're sitting there going, really? The first reaction is kind of like, oh, boy.
Are you
kidding me? We're going to have this. And then as the movie goes on, you get lost in his performance to the point, I hate to say it again, but I think that that movie could be Oscar potential.
Oh, wow. I do too.
And big time.
And also, the director is Bob Zemeckis. It's the first time he's ever done a biopic, and it's a definite different Zemeckis style film, but it's I hasten to say, it's beautiful.
It's absolutely incredible. The technology, it's like nothing I've ever seen.
The artwork, and it's not surreal, but the use of color. And
Ben
also,
Kingsley's fantastic in it also. Wonderful. He's really terrific.
And if you can see it in 3D, if you have that option, I like the fact that the 3D is used not to show off, but to really intensify the storytelling. And they really do. They're not showy about it. It's not a guy with a paddle ball or throwing a stick at you.
And, you know, we focus, especially in our pop culture, in our movies, we focus on, you know, the death and the destruction and guns and everything. And once in a while, when you, if someone said to me that a high wire daredevil that's going to walk between two towers can be a thing of beauty,
yeah,
I would have laughed in your face. I said, what are you talking about? And even when you hear that concept at first, when they're talking about this will be something beautiful, you don't get it. But the movie is so incredibly done that you understand the actual beauty of his daredevil walk and
why he does it and what motivated him. And you know what?
He's also insane.
There's layers too. Really? There's the character study of him doing that.
Right.
There is the love letter to New York. And also, it is almost like a detective picture. And that's what the soundtrack sounds like. It sounds almost
like
an Ocean's 11 type deal. Oh, wow. I won't call it a detective picture, more like a caper movie, because he has to break in to do this.
It's got that. It's got comedy in it. And then it's
funny.
It's like a story that I haven't seen. This guy, and I think he did it multiple times. Do we have anything on him, Rofo, as far as...
Is it Philippe?
Philippe.
I think it is.
Philippe
how many, if you're going to give... Because you gave The Martian four ex-wives.
Yes.
How many ex-wives?
Five
ex-wives. Yeah. High praise.
I love The Martian. But this was a perfect... And you know what? Even The Martian has a little dip in the third act where they could tighten it up. This movie was solid the whole way through.
Absolutely
you
riveting.
Never turned
and
away.
And then for somebody, as I said, even anybody that wasn't in New York, I lost it at the end because I was just realizing, you know, you realized when we were in New York City the week after, the Friday, I believe, we drove out of the city, out of the Lincoln Tunnel, and turned around and looked back over our shoulders, and there wasn't a dry eye in the car that we were riding back to D.C. It's the only way we'd get back to D.C. was taking a car, everybody was in the back of this limo that we were taking from New York all the way down to Washington, D.C. And we came out of the Lincoln Tunnel and we looked back over our shoulders and it was gone. And
it was so weird.
It was the most surreal thing ever. And this ultimately was just a really, really nice message for the people of New York. You know, I didn't realize that they actually gave him a free pass. They didn't really throw the book at him for doing this. They arrested him. The cops, were up at the top because, you know, finally everybody, you know, said, oh my God, there's a guy walking between the towers.
They even figured out a way to take your hero who's breaking the law, get him arrested, but make the cops still look cool.
So cool.
I mean, it was great. And, you know, I hear there's a fantastic documentary from a couple of years back about the guy.
Oh, really?
That works very well in tandem. So I'm going to find that. If it's on Netflix, I'll let
you
know.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
And now that I've seen the story, I want more.
Yeah, it really was
really,
really
appealing
above
cast. Really wonderful.
Probably won't get the same kind of buzz that The Martian gets and some of the other, Fast and Furious movies.
I think he will be nominated for Best Actor.
How about Mac? Mac gave you a great...
Yeah, where's
Mac?
Mac is... Mac
I don't think he's in today.
He's not here today. Mac really did give us a heads up. I didn't get a chance to tell him. I told him briefly that it was a real 10 movie, but I haven't heard a lot. Have you guys heard about that? Has this movie gotten any kind of buzz?
It hasn't.
I saw one trailer. I said, how are they going to make this interesting? You guys just sold me, clearly.
I told them I would talk to about the movie to Shannon, your girlfriend, and she says... That sounds like a horrible movie.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, and you know what? I listen to myself.
What's wrong with her?
Well, no, when you just look at the plot, it does sound like a horrible movie.
And really, the thing about the movie is at the beginning, and even at one point during the middle, you do have that moment where you're like, hey, what are they doing? What's going on here? But then...
They never lose you.
They never lose you, and then in the end, it just I'm all about endings for movies.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
I like I like my Saturday Night Live sketches and my movies the same way. You have to have a strong finish, and it's so hard to do to end a movie the right way, and just like it's so hard to end an evening the right way.
That's true, Mike. I know that you had some moisture in your eyes at the end of
yes, I did
the walk. Yep. Were you crying at the end of the evening last night?
Because I know it's not going to happen for months.
Right.
And
right.
I know I'm going to go back to my very mundane life and no more party time with everybody
but
out there.
But you made it count.
Yeah, and I'm...
You had a full day yesterday.
Yes.
You went to work, you saw an IMAX movie.
And then we have an evening tonight.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Is it going to happen?
What?
What?
Sure.
You can't cancel on Jimmy. He's got the suite and everything.
Rob's going.
Oh, I'll be there.
Rob's definitely going.
But I just need to know where I'm going to meet this guy.
Yeah, well, I'll meet you out front.
Out front of the Verizon Center?
Yeah, I'll
at
meet you out front.
At the front door of the Verizon Center.
Jimmy would understand,
oh,
wouldn't he?
No.
Oh, you can't do
this
to
him. He's so
excited. What do you mean?
Why? Oh, he wants time with you.
He laid the guilt of all guilt trips on me yesterday because I have some school functions I got to deal with, right?
Yes.
And he said, I heard you're not coming.
But, yeah, but you called me 2 days ago.
Yes.
And told me that. I handled that. Wasn't I cool
yes,
about that
I
with you?
I felt horrible because Jimmy is a friend, right?
He's a friend.
He's beyond a friend.
I love hanging out with him. So I sat there. I was like, dude, if I wasn't in school, I'd totally be there. Thank you for setting this up. Now, Mike, what are you saying about tonight?
I am saying that I am a definite maybe right now.
What if Robert and I came and picked you up.
Oh, bingo,
no, I am leaving and going back to Manassas where I am staying. I'm not coming back into the city.
So you're going Manassas and then back to?
No, I was planning on taking my vehicle down to the game and then driving home. Mm. And,
what if Jimmy picked you up and then drove you in and drove you out?
You're not allowed to talk about this because you're not going.
That's true, Oscar. You've already done your best to ruin it.
Right.
Yeah. Is there a way we can convenience you more to make it happen easier tonight?
Rofo, do you want to go to another one?
Yeah.
He's so cooperative.
I'll go to another one.
Yep, I'll do it. Yep,
sure.
Okay. I'll let you know before the end of the day.
So
before the end of the show.
Would he be
in 10 minutes? Now you're going.
He would be your proxy?
Yeah, he'll be my proxy.
All right.
He'll be my proxy.
You're going with your son. Affable.
So you've got a father-son, even, so you don't need me there.
But Robert wanted to see you.
Oh, that's rough. He doesn't want to hang out with Uncle Mike.
That isn't fair. That is not fair.
I mean, what can I tell you?
It's you and Tony Perkins. Those are his heroes.
You know what? It's going to be a father-son night.
Okay.
It's something that I encourage, taking him to a sport game.
It's something that I encourage. Thank you, Dr. Phil.
I think it's going to be you. Now, you need to take that boy to a hockey game and sit him down and show him what men do together.
Now, should he sit
down? That's what you need to do, Rob.
Dr. Phil, would it be wrong to have him sit on Rob Ford's lap?
I think that's a bad idea.
Why is it a bad idea?
Because I've checked his documentation. He's got a, you know, that boy is 1 hour away from a sign in his front yard. So, but speaking of sports, I just wanted to say this. Chuck Moody, I love talking to you about the Cubbies last night. And Chuck, with your Charles Moody with your Ernest Hemingway beard, I will tell you that I'm on the bandwagon, and now it's going to be either the Dodgers or the Mets. And did the Blue Jays win last night? Did
the Blue Jays beat the Rangers 6-3 last night.
So they are going to the LCS as well. And so it's the Blue Jays. But as far as baseball, I am getting a real Red Sox vibe on the Chicago Cubs because this city will go absolutely nuts. Chicago will go out of their minds, and it's a very cool thing. So if you are a sports fan, just from a pure sports fan
perspective,
you really have to check out the Cubs because this could be something really big. And they're going to play either Los Angeles or the New York Mets, and they're stinkers.
Speaking of the Moodys, Mrs. Moody, Barb Moody came
Barb
up.
Moody, yes. And she said, the lovely Barb Moody.
I have a picture I'd like to show you.
Oh, yeah.
And she pulled out her phone, and after a few 10-minute periods of time, she was able to produce a photo of her daughter, Rowan. Who is now modeling professionally.
Yeah.
Showed me a really great picture, just a knockout picture. She's so pretty. And I looked at her and I said, wow, Pony blew it.
Yeah, I know.
And she said, he really did.
Pony, if you saw this, and by the way, not just, you know, your local department store type of modeling.
No, like a national deal.
This is like the Wilhelmina agency. She's part of their squad now. And I sat there and I said, Pony had a shot with her?
Exactly.
Did he really, though? Or was it really him blowing
in the background?
Her off?
No. Now, you
did
always
he really?
No, when you are escorting a young lady yeah. to an event, you have a little
a
more than a shot.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Oh, you have
and
more
there
than
was a, chance.
A chance. Yeah, it's not yeah. like, you know what? It's not Pony approaching a model at a Green Turtle
no.
and saying, "Hey, baby." It's he's already been introduced and approved by the parents.
Yes.
So yeah, he had a chance.
There was a chance.
There yeah. you go, Pony.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, there's a thumbs up.
Look at that young lady yeah. right there. There's a picture.
I do believe the nausea is back.
Yeah, yeah. Wait. Before we go to
okay,
break,
all right.
Pony, how are you? How are you doing?
How is your health, dear?
I'm doing a lot better. I'm just still kind of tired. very, very tired.
Thanks for that.
As usual.
Did you have the stomach flu?
Not a flu. It was. I'll explain it later. I don't want to talk about it on the air, but it's nothing contagious, so you guys are fine.
Oh my God! You are the saddest sack in the
yeah.
world.
Are you going to this afternoon? Are you going to a doctor or to a coroner? That's what I need to
dying.
Know.
You're not dying. You're not dying.
I'm
are
not
you?
Dying. I'm not dying.
Because we'll need the passwords. Yeah. If you're dying,
I told the guys remain because Pony was meeting him in the morning.
Right.
I said when he walks, I said Pony will meet you at Starbucks. Look for a guy that may or may not have a low T cell count.
Feel better, Pony. And
yes, Pony.
Why don't you step outside? Anyway. Thanks so much. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills. News you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hi, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hey, I'm Gary Stein.
And on this episode of the show, who else
yes.
are we brought to you by?
HarperCollins.
That is fantastic. It's not often that a publishing company will sponsor something.
No, this may be one of the first times
yeah,
it's happened.
Very interesting.
Yes. Well, I think HarperCollins knows that things are going internet, you know, it's everything is on the web.
Things are going internet, Tony.
Things are going.
Take a note.
You know, so, yeah.
I'm not even on any
painkillers.
Things
are going internet. Yeah, this is without painkillers.
This is without painkillers. They're going internet. They need to get in on that.
The Tony Perkins
wow.
Show.
Wow. Who sounds worse, me or Tony Perkins? We had a little coldy cold in the last show. And Gary Stein demonstrating why he's the best 85-year-old doing a podcast.
Things are going internet, Mike,
well
so
done.
That's good news.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Touch of Modern. Are you ready to update your style without upping the price? TouchOfModern.com has all the latest trends at the best prices anywhere. Quit following. You can be the trendsetter in your group. I get a chance to show all the boys my little Trazer watch, my little
nice.
Police watch that's my favorite watch ever, and I got it at TouchOfModern.com. Everyone will be copying your style. TouchOfModern.com is the place for products and stylings for your home, your office, and your closet. That's right. Pony loves his stuff from Touch of Modern, even when he comes out of the closet. All in one cool place. Touch of Modern connects directly with top designers.
Nothing wrong with that.
Timeless and unique products at the best prices anywhere. We all love the site. Always cool, always changing, and we're always surfing there. You can spend hours
yes.
on the website. TouchOfModern.com. New sales launching literally every day. It is the one website that elevates your lifestyle with a single click. Here's what I want you to do. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access when they sign up at TouchOfModern.com. That's TouchOfModern.com. Do it today, because tomorrow it'll be different. That's how life rolls in the fast lane. TouchOfModern.com. And before we start news you may not need,
yeah.
I want to ask the guys from Maine. Rob gives me a thumbs up when we've gotten the right time on the spots. Did you guys, through the entire show, I just have to ask this question. Have you been thinking that he's just giving me a thumbs up, like, A-OK?
I thought he was giving thumbs up because he was proud of you for doing the copy.
Although, Mike, you know what? With the way you rolled in this morning, I think a little bit of affirmation might
God
be just what you need.
Thank you very much.
News.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, buddy. Playboy turned Jenny McCarthy into a celebrity before posing nude for the first time all the way back in 1993. It's hard to
Good
believe.
Lord, that long ago?
Mm-hmm.
She was working, believe it or not, I didn't know this, at a Polish grocery store. And now she's well...
They don't sell groceries. That's the weird thing.
She's Jenny McCarthy, whatever that means to you. So naturally, she's disappointed that Playboy is abandoning nudity. So this is a very
her.
Famous lady saying...
Good
glad she's
her.
On our cool. side.
Here's her quote. This is the thing, she says, I have a problem with. This is the thing I have a problem with. Playboy, to me, is a classy magazine. A lot of people really do read the articles. They really captured that innocence of the women, almost like art. There was nothing ever skanky about the photos. I think she's funny. Jenny has posed for Playboy a half dozen times over the last 20 years, and she wouldn't mind doing it one more time for The Road. Quote, I'd be totally willing to just take it off one more time just to say, I'll be the last one.
You know what? You know what though? That since 1993, that's 22 years.
Yeah. It's incredible.
That still looks great. She does.
She still looks really good.
Yeah, and, doesn't like to give shots to her kids, but looks great.
That's right. She's the anti-vaccine lady. Mm-hmm. Here's her last quote. It breaks my heart that it's the end of an era, and in solidarity, I'll be wearing my panties at half mast.
Oh, Jenny. Nice.
Thank you.
As per normal.
You. Thank you very much. The first question on everyone's mind, we asked it yesterday when we were talking about Lamar Odom, and we heard that the Kardashians were traveling out there. We asked this. We said, are they going to bring a camera crew? Well, the answer apparently is no.
Good. Wow. But that's surprising, though.
Hold on. At least not yet. E says, quote, keeping up with the Kardashians is not currently shooting in Las Vegas. That currently part is a little troubling, though, because it seems like they're leaving their options open. God bless them. As for Chloe, why Chloe rushed to be with him when he was found unconscious in a Nevada brothel on Tuesday, she's never tried to hide the fact that she's still very much in love with Lamar. It was Lamar's drug problems more than anything that came between them. Also, she is still legally his wife, even though they both recently signed their divorce papers. As of last night, the Kardashians on the scene were Chloe, Kim, Courtney, plus Kris and Kendall Jenner. Chloe also flew Lamar's father, his two children, and their mother to Las Vegas. So, you know, no matter what you think of the Kardashians, it's a sad situation.
But I hate the fact they say they're not currently shooting.
That is sleazy.
That's right, sleaze, right, pure sleaze.
They should just say flat out no, we're not going to exploit this. Meanwhile, here's the latest on his condition. He's still unconscious and on a ventilator. Everyone is reporting that drugs were found in his system. Dennis Hoff told us he didn't know anything about that. No surprise there. No official word on what the drugs were, so... you know, we'll see. We'll keep you posted on
that. Okay.
All right. America's Next Top Model has been canceled. Yay!
Oh, no. I'm sorry, Rowan Moody.
20 years? How long has it been on for?
The show will end this year after 12 years and 22 seasons.
22 seasons.
Wow, they've banged out more than two seasons a year? That's
a lot.
I don't
think I ever logged 5 minutes with that show.
No.
I don't think I ever
first four seasons probably.
I watched the NFL
version. Reality TV.
Yeah, you know, it's easy.
I watched the NFL version. It's called America's Top Model. It was also very good.
Boo. What?
Nothing?
Boo.
Hold on. I have to get a sound effect handy.
Yes. Oh, my friends. I haven't seen them in so long.
That was Rob's joke, everybody.
They followed Mike all the way down from Maine.
Thank you.
To stop by.
Thank you very much.
My boys, the Crickets.
Tyra Banks. Tyra Banks is pretending it was her call. On Instagram, she said, quote, thinking this should be our last cycle. Yeah, I truly believe it's time. Our diehard fans know we've expanded the definition of beauty. So
They should have their last cycle before Tyra has her last cycle.
That's terrible, Rob. That's funnier, though, than the last joke.
Thank you.
You don't get the crickets, you get the laughter for that one.
Thank you.
Were you going to say about
this? She made a fortune because it was syndicated internationally. So,
I didn't know that.
So she had the rights to that show that she owned and internationally syndicated.
So if they did like Switzerland's Top Model, she got money just for the fact they were doing
everywhere.
It. That's a paycheck right there.
Where do you rate her on the supermodel scale? In her day?
Very high.
Top five.
Top five? I agree.
The personality always got in the way for me.
But it's a model. You don't need the personality.
Yeah, I would have liked her to be a little dumber.
I'll send it to a publicist, Mike.
But, you know, the traditional dumb model. She was too smart for me.
What if she issued a statement that she said she's going to wear her panties at half mast?
Now we're talking. Now we're talking. And send your letters to sexistmike@mikeomerashow.com.
Careofcricket.com.
Thank you very much. This is a weird story. You know a zoo is terrible when the staff is more out of control than the animals, or maybe that means the zoo is amazing. 30-year-old Caroline Westlake was at the was the meerkat expert at the London Zoo in England.
Good gig.
And last year, she dated Adam Davies, who worked there as the llama keeper.
The llama keeper.
The llama. But Adam also had dated Kate Sanders, the zoo's monkey handler.
This guy.
Liddy wrote a book called The Monkey Handlers.
We have a meerkat expert, a llama keeper, and a monkey handler. I'll walk into a bar, baby.
That's right. Exactly.
All right. So she dated Kate Sanders, the zoo's monkey handler. Their dirty, sexy meerkat expert llama keeper monkey handler love triangle boiled over at the zoo's Christmas party.
Oh no.
This is funny. Caroline said she heard Kate insult her looks, so they got into a fight, and Caroline hit Kate in the face with a wine glass.
Nice.
It left a permanent scar on Kate's cheek. So Caroline was fired and just got sentenced to 80 hours of community service for assault. She also has to pay Kate $1,235 in compensation. So,
man.
The moral of the story is never get a meerkat expert llama keeper monkey handler triangle going. It'll cause
you know who was really upset about that was the zookeeper, Mike. The zookeeper did not like
Hello,
it.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Shannon. My name is Scott Shannon. I am a professionally trained radio DJ.
Here's the zookeeper.
Licensed by the Federal Communications Commission.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Very upset.
Way to make yourself sound like a surgeon. All right, very good. And now a little something something. Can you get arrested for drunk driving when you don't even have the option of drunk walking?
What?
Well, I'm heading back there this weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Yes, in Florida,
yay,
anything is possible. Woo! 54-year-old Ronnie Hicks.
Hey, Ronnie Hicks!
Of Palm Bay, Florida, uses a motorized wheelchair.
Yeah, he does.
But that hasn't stopped him from drinking. And on Monday night, he was hammered and at the Mad Fox Taproom. No, he was hammered and driving his wheelchair down the street. He might have gotten away with it, except that he stopped on a bridge and blocked traffic. So, people called the cops. Ronnie was arrested for a DUI, and it's his third one. Get him the sad song.
Three strikes.
Yeah, third one, although the first two came in a car when he was actually driving. Even though he's in a bit of trouble, we want to thank him for coming to the tap room last night. That'll be me next Wednesday. Thank you
very
much.
Hey, you're almost back down to Florida town. You'll be good.
Yeah, very excited.
Among the people.
Love Florida. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you love your iPhone?
Hey!
Do you love your
hey!
iPad?
Hey!
Do you love your Android? Do you love your Nexus 7?
Did you play Atari?
Did you program the TRS-80?
Do you love technology?
We all do. And more importantly, do you love entertainment?
Yes. And if you do all those and above, or whatever I'm trying to say, you should listen to Tech 411.
That's right, Tech 411 Show with Oscar Santana and
Todd Moore.
Bring it.
Let's try it. That was fun.
More broadcasting.
There
For
they
more
are.
Information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
A great appearance by Mike O'Mara on Tech 411 this week.
And Tomo was at our appearance last night. And
yes,
we want
he
to
was.
Thank him and his lovely lady. What's her name
Marissa.
Again? Marissa. Thanks for Marissa and Tomo for coming out. They had a great time. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's.
Harry's.
I love to wake up in the morning just like today. I love waking up to Harry's because, I wake up to a better shave. It's a razor that feels great in my hand and on my... Thank you. I wake up knowing that I didn't spend a fortune on razor blades. No more money down the drain. No more lousy razors slicing my face to ribbons. Go into a drugstore. Check out the prices yourself. You'll know that you can do better, and you can do better with Harry's.com. Started by two guys who are passionate about creating a better shaving experience, and right now...
Hold it. When?
Right now.
Thank you.
Our listeners can get $5 off their first purchase of a starter set by using the TMOS code at checkout. That means you get a razor, three high-quality German-engineered blades, and a bottle of the best shave cream ever shipped straight to your door. Just $10. That's a deal. How do they do it? They bought a razor factory in Germany that has been making the highest quality blades for nearly a century. They ship them from the factory straight to you. And we're getting thumbs up from the guys in Maine.
Yeah.
Well, I don't
They're
know why.
They're timing the spot,
They're
too, Mike.
Encouragement. Encouragement.
Well, I thought he was, like, using the product, but he's got a beard.
I was going to say,
sure.
He's got a 2-foot beard.
Say goodbye to choosing between expensive brands or cheap disposables. Say hello to Harry's. High-quality blades at a price you'll love. Go to harrys.com right now to enter the code TMOS at checkout to get $5 off your first purchase. That is a month's worth of shaving for just $10 with the TMOS code at checkout. Remember, harrys.com and the TMOS code at checkout because they are the best. Let's open up the audio vault for Thursday, October 15th, 2015. Rob Spiewak.
There was baseball on at the tap room last night, but I don't think you got a chance to see this. The Blue Jays beat the Rangers 6-3, but that wasn't the story. The story was, is that I was a little unclear, so I had to read it. Help me if I can explain this better. The catcher threw the ball back to the pitcher, but by accident bounced it off the bat that the batter was holding in the batter's box.
Okay.
Had it on his shoulder.
Okay.
Now, they were allowed to score on that. It was ruled dead, except then they realized upon review, if the batter is still in the batter's box, the ball bounces off the bat, it is a live play. So they got the run.
Wow.
Now, because of that.
Okay, so when he was throwing it back to, boy, that called the cops.
That is. Pony arrives here.
Very good. And so throwing it back, it's a ball or a strike, and he throws it back to the pitcher, and the ball is live.
The ball is live if it bounces off the batter's bat, and the batter is still in the batter's box.
Wow.
The crowd did not like this, and they got rowdy and listened to the...
So did the guy, when the ball went off the bat of the batter in the batter's box, did that result in a run scoring?
It did. I believe the Rangers scored a run.
So there was a guy on third when this happened?
Yes.
Wow.
And the Blue Jays fans really... It caused a delay of game. Listen to these rowdy fans last night.
An error has been charged to Russell Martin on the throw, which hit Chu's bat, allowing Odor to score.
People got to quit throwing beer cans out of the upper deck.
Oh my God!
You're hitting people down below.
There was someone in the first row who just got hit by a beer can from the upper deck,
or from anywhere, not just the upper deck.
Got babies down there, little kids. That's sad. Come on, people, let's get it together.
What have I always told you? Canadians are polite. it got so bad that after several more minutes, a player actually came out to try to calm the crowd.
Bautista is trying to tell the fans, quit throwing things on the field.
Encarnacion,
I mean.
As we saw from other Blue Jays earlier.
Way to go, Harold.
Way to be on
your game. Yeah, bitch about the fans, but don't get the player right, douche.
But listen to the crowd. There's no play right now. This is just rowdy fans.
Wow. Baskets of garbage in the right field that the grounds crew's picking up. This is the scene that's going on that Encarnacion was telling people, calm down.
Man, this was on the TV screens at the tap room last night. How'd I miss that?
No TVs in the middle of Wisconsin Avenue.
Wow.
As we said at the time of taping, Lamar Odom's still alive, but in critical condition.
Yep.
There are some theories that one of the reasons he took that bad turn Sunday night is that's when Keeping Up with the Kardashians is on. And that he got a call from one of his friends that said he was a topic of discussion.
He was.
And some people are saying that's what put him in that tailspin.
Oh, wow.
Here is one of the clips of them talking about him. I don't want to be a merchant of death here, but while we're talking about the story, this could be key to it.
Hello? Is that Lamar?
Yeah, if I could answer the phone.
Hello? You two are talking quite frequently.
When he decides to come around and be friendly... You're, like, flirting with him?
I'm flirting with him. How? By answering the phone and saying hello?
You're just way more attentive. If it was, like, French, you would be like...
Why would French and Lamar even be in the same category?
It makes me think that if he was already in a dangerous space, the fact that the friend called attention that he's being sort of painted in a bad light on the show, that could have been the final straw.
Well, they said he did get a phone call.
Yeah, and that's what they're saying.
That's what turned him, he went to the dark side. Who knows? I mean, if drugs were found in the room, it might be just a straight overdose. You never know.
Let's go to a brighter thing here. Again, and we've been talking about it for months. Everyone's catching up to me and Oscar. October 21st is Back to the Future Day.
Oh, boy!
I know you don't care. But Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd, they released a small film. Toyota is putting out a hydrogen cell car, and they're sitting in a diner.
Right now would be a good time for me to do a Christopher Lloyd impression, but the slot machine is broken today.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Thank you very much.
Please see attendant.
Yes. When is the day? When is the...
October 21st, next Wednesday.
By next Wednesday, I'll do it.
Excellent. And they're talking about stuff that we have
Christopher
now.
Christopher Lloyd on the show next Wednesday,
that
everybody.
Was predicted in Back to the Future Tours. Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd.
We've got 3D movies.
We got fingerprint technology?
Both. Self-time sneakers.
I'm waiting for those. Dog walking robots?
We haven't gotten there yet.
Can you believe we saw fax machines still be around?
Yeah, I got a fax machine.
Who do you fax?
I fax the people I fax.
One guy in Ohio has a fax machine. You fax him?
Well, I'll fax you. I'll
fax you. I'll get back to you.
The whole movie comes out. It's a 5-minute short film produced by Toyota. It'll come out on the 21st. And I look forward to another vehicle powered by hydrogen because it's worked so well in the past.
You and that crazy blimp.
Love me, Mike, it was a rigid airship.
You and that crazy dirigible.
Oh, the humanity.
Oh, dear.
And so
they fired that guy.
Look for that. Herbert Morrison. So look for that next Wednesday. Oh, my gosh. And do you know that the Chinese, when they hire a flight attendant, they have a hazing ritual in their Chinese airlines?
Photos surfacing this week show a Chinese airline hazing ritual in which new female flight attendants are expected to fit inside the overhead compartments. It's similar to another hazing ritual in which an average American passenger is expected to fit into a middle seat.
That's your magic audio ball. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
That is it. Thank you, boys. Have a safe trip back to Maine. We appreciate you coming by. Give a plug for your hardware store again.
Oak Hill and Dunstan Ace Hardware and Maine Photo Booth Company.
There you go. Fantastic. Another Mike O'Mara Show's come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. And we had a great mailbag today. We usually do it on Wednesday.
Yes.
If you want to get your letter or your birthday request into the mailbag, email Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We rely on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Just a second. You're not going anywhere until I tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, when you think Halloween, think Amazon and go through our website. Open eternally at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Amazon. Good.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.